Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas says his government has passed its initial test in the first year of office. The Public Affairs Party has objected to the finance minister's draft budget proposal for 2012, and the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes suggests that a majority of MPs will vote to withdraw immunity from leading public affairs member Vít Bárta. Prime Minister Petr Nečas says his government has passed its initial test in the first year of office. Writing in the Daily Ľudové noviny a few days prior to its first anniversary, the Prime Minister says that in spite of much squabbling, the government has succeeded in pushing all of its plans through Parliament. The cabinet, he says, has worked hard and has been able to arrive at reasonable compromises, implementing responsible budget policies on the way while not fearing temporary drops in popularity. The Civic Democrat chairman went on to describe free health care and the vision of a welfare state that looks after everyone as, quote, crumbling icons evinced by the economic situation in Greece. The centre-right tri-party government came to power after general elections in May of 2010 and enjoys a comfortable majority of 118 deputies in the 200-member lower house. Its popularity, however, has fallen to a mere 20%, and it has been rocked by a series of scandals and internal disputes. The junior coalition party, Public Affairs, has objected to next year's draft budget submitted by Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek. The party's economic expert, Mikhail Babak, told the Czech press agency that the party was surprised that the information submitted at a meeting of economic ministers last night, quote, changes everything in the government's coalition agreement. Public Affairs Chairman Radek Jón said that the budget versions he saw were disastrous and that he rejects VAT being raised to more than the coalition had agreed upon. Public Affairs tabled its budget demands during coalition negotiations on the future of the government. However, the other parties rejected the inclusion of the budget in the new coalition agreement. A survey of MPs conducted by the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reports that 116 will vote to withdraw immunity from Public Affairs MP Vít Bárta. Police have requested that the de facto leader of the junior coalition party be given up for investigation on suspicion of corruption. The report suggests that the lower house will apparently grant that request. Top 09 members agreed earlier to vote in unison against Mr. Bárta, and a large majority of left-wing MPs have followed suit. Mr. Bárta was forced to leave his cabinet post as transport minister earlier this year when he was accused by two former party colleagues of paying them large sums of money for their loyalty and silence on party finance issues. Now turning briefly to the weather, Thursday's weather forecast calls for more hard storms in Moravia. Elsewhere, conditions are expected to be cloudy to mostly cloudy and cool, with temperatures of around 20 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.